Now, here's the InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill.
Jonathan Siegley and Don Callahan here from Inside Carolina talking UNC football recruiting. Don Carolina got a commitment from a defensive back in what was kind of a surprise commitment, I think. Storm Duck, who's out of South Carolina, he went ahead and pulled the trigger for the Heels right after attending a camp. What type of cornerback is Storm Duck, and how did he perform at the camp from what you saw?
Well, he's a physical cornerback. When you look at him, he doesn't look like a cornerback, but he has the vision, the anticipation to read route combinations, stick with receivers, and really kind of, you know, eventually make a play on the ball. But at the same time, you know, he'll get physical with you. He has some things he needs to work with, but he's a defensive back who will definitely fit into North Carolina's secondary.
His performance at the camp also caught your eye, specifically his 40-yard dash time, right?
Yeah, his 40-yard dash time of 4.38 seconds was the best time, according to Inside Carolina sources, of UNC's camp season thus far. And for those who have ever dealt with the field surface in Keenan Stadium, it's notoriously known as a very slow surface. So anytime you get anything really below a 4.5, you're really kind of moving. And it just kind of shows the speed. And he doesn't look like a fast guy. So that deceptiveness really kind of plays into his favor when he's going up against receivers.
Do you think that with Storm Duck not committed, the Heels are done for their defensive back recruiting for this class?
I don't. Now, they'll be a lot more selective with who they'll land on that fourth spot because North Carolina has two other defensive backs committed. One of them, Coleman Reich, is really an athlete. He's more versatile, so he can play a bunch of different positions, not just in the secondary. So he gives them a little bit of flexibility. But North Carolina is in it with some pretty highly touted defensive backs, and they need to add numbers to their secondary. So if the right guy becomes available and wants to commit, I believe the staff would definitely make room for them and will sign four DBs in this class.
All right. Thank you for the information, Don. To get the full scoop on UNC football recruiting, check out the InsideCarolina.com Tar Pit Premium Message Board.
The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill. Visit InsideCarolina.com for the inside scoop on UNC basketball, football, and recruiting. As a valued listener, you can get the first month of your Inside Carolina subscription for just a penny. Just enter promo code WCHLOFFER, all one word, on the order page.